All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. There's only a few this weekend, but they are definitely going to be doozies. And I want to get started off with the 10th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to the great state of Utah to take on the BYU Cougars. This is the first test of the season for Wisconsin as they went 2-0 at Camp Randall Stadium. And you look at quarterback Alex Hornibrook, who is really beginning to come into his own, while running back Jonathan Taylor is averaging nearly 9 yards per carry this season. On the flip side for BYU, they are 1-2, and they always play a very tough schedule as an independent. But for them to pull off the upset at home, quarterback Tanner Mangum is going to need to have a big game. I think BYU will put up a game effort, but I look at this ground attack for Wisconsin being the difference, and I think they are going to wear down this Cougars defense quarter by quarter. Thus, I'm going to take the Badgers on the road, by the score of 27-17. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you're going to have the 23rd-ranked Tennessee Volunteers traveling to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville to take on the 24th-ranked Florida Gators. Now, of course, there was some speculation about this game being played or not, as the state of Florida is looking to recover after the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. But early on, this is a big game for both of these clubs. You look at Tennessee, they're 2-0. And for Florida, they are looking to avoid going 0-2 for the first time since 1979. Of course, Florida lost their regular season opener 2 weeks ago to the Michigan Wolverines at AT&T Stadium down in Arlington, Texas. And of course, their home contest with Northern Colorado last week was canceled due to the hurricane. Now, for Tennessee, they had that comeback victory against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in week number one, and they had their way last week, and now they're looking to make it 3-0 and go 1-0 in the SEC while defeating the Gators in back-to-back years for the first time since 2004. Now, for Tennessee to go on the road and get the victory, quarterback Quentin Dormady is going to have to continue the momentum that he has started this season with, as he has been fluid, while running back John Kelly can keep this Gators defense honest. You also look at linebacker Colton Jumper, who has done a solid job so far this season for Tennessee head coach Butch Jones, and he's going to try to go out there and lead this Volunteers offense against the Florida Gators, this Volunteers defense against the Florida Gators offense that really needs to get on track. We saw the struggles that Florida had last year and the year before that and the year before that, and it continued this year in their opener against Michigan. And you look at it right now, and it's a situation for Florida. It's put up or shut up time if you're Jim McElwain and your crew. I know that you had suspensions during the first week of the season, but Florida has to go out there and get better quarterback play, and they have to find a way to run the football. And if they are unable to do that, the Boo Birds are going to be out this Saturday. But I think Tennessee has enough to go on the road and get it done by the score of 24-17. And finally, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you are going to have the 3rd-ranked Clemson Tigers traveling to Papa John's Stadium to take on the 14th-ranked Louisville Cardinals. Now, this is a chance for both of these teams to make a statement early on in this college football campaign. Now, of course, Clemson and Louisville faced off in a thriller last year that was won by Clemson at home en route to claiming the national championship. But a lot of things were different for the Clemson squad then, as, of course, they had one Deshaun Watson leading the way at quarterback. This time, Kelly Bryant gets his chance as Watson is now in the NFL pursuing his career with the Houston Texans. But this Clemson defense led by Austin Bryant has to try to find a way to put the clamps on Lamar Jackson to find Louisville quarterback. Nobody has been able to do it over the past 2 seasons, and I don't think that Clemson has a defense to stop them. Slow them down a little bit here and there, maybe. Now, Louisville's defense still gives up points in bunches, and because of that, that's going to keep Clemson in this game. However, Louisville simply has too much firepower. Lamar Jackson has a legit shot to be the first player and only player since Archie Griffin in 1975 to repeat as the Heisman Trophy winner. And I think he goes out there and makes a statement in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Cardinals at home by the score of 41-31. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the excitement this summer at MCU Park, June 2018 will be here before you know it, once the Cyclones get things going once again. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.